listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, amazing Sacred Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being back here in this beautiful space that you have created for us, this beautiful wisdom orb that is here, that is holding everyone, that is really supporting and nurturing everyone for our greatest good. This is where acceleration happens. This is where healing happens. So thank you, everyone, for being here in the collective consciousness of the community. We're here to weave the web of light. We're here to activate points of light and really become the greatest contribution that we can become. And in many instances, that comes through our own healing. So when we heal ourselves, when we are healed, we can really weave as much light as possible into the golden grid of grace, the infinity web, whatever you call it. We can weave our own beautiful light into the collective consciousness. So let us invoke the ancient ones right now. As we start the show, let us invoke the ancient ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. We have a wonderful show. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Jimmy Mack believes that all change begins and ends with us working on ourselves and that everything is energy. He has the ability and he teaches others how to get a clear answer on whether our energetic frequency is vibrating at a yes or a no when testing out a specific statement of belief. Once we have that information, we then have a direction to create change. The real power is not in asking the question, it's in the ability to actually change beliefs by shifting the energy. And Jimmy has developed and teaches this proven technology method for creating change made simple called My Liquid Fish. Well, there's a question for later. Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was divinely shown and then developed a simpler way to create healing and profound transformational changes faster, now known as My Liquid Fish Change Made Simple. He is the author of 9 books, over 25 energetic clearing and healing audio MP3s on a variety of self-improvement topics, and he offers a mastery and practitioner certification program and hosts a weekly radio show called the Jimmy Mack Healing Show. Jimmy works worldwide with clients, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you actually feel. So, Jimmy, welcome to the show. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much. Looking forward to it and helping and contributing to all the folks we can, for sure.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about My Liquid Fish. We're going to be talking about, I guess, applied kinesiology. We're going to be talking about yes and no and energy and shifting.
Sure.
So we have a great show. And let me also share with everyone, Jimmy, that you are going to be taking live questions. So everyone, if you are on the phone, *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. And if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box along with your name. And you can ask Jimmy anything that is going on in your life that you would like to change or make different. So any specific issues. So what are you feeling right now? What are you curious about right now? Do you need direction in your life? Do you have a decision coming up? Do you have questions around your purpose? Do you have questions around where you're living? Anything there where Jimmy can help you out. So this is your time, everyone. This is your time. We're actually going to devote quite a big chunk of the show to Q&A and to your calls. So please, *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in. And then Jimmy's going to take everyone through a beautiful process at the end of the show. So make sure you're on for that. So great show planned. Let me start, Jimmy. This is the first time you're actually on Wisdom of the Ancients. Although, of course, I know you and I've seen you. You've certainly been helping the spiritual community and for those people who are on their path for many, many years now, also through your own radio show. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, everyone got started somewhere in this lifetime.
Sure.
Certainly. Where did you get started? What was your inflection point or your awakening moment where you decided Ooh. That this is something that you'd like to really help people with?
Yeah, I would go with, the quick version is I started out Episcopal as an acolyte, and I loved all that. And I was always fascinated by astrology and numerology and all those different things. Went off to college, went to all the spiritualist churches, and I just thought that was fascinating. I love all the intuitive stuff, you know, and just that someone can pull something out of thin air and it'd be so highly accurate always impressed me. So really did all that, a lot of different healing modalities. Gosh, most anything anybody can name. Kind of my joke now is I went through a decade and spent six figures, so you don't have to. And I did everything from Reiki, of course, and all levels, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, UN method, access consciousness, of course. A lot of different things. And so did all that. And the watershed moment or the change was just over 10 years ago. Got really sick. Went into the hospital. They took my gallbladder out, but they gave me way too much anesthesia and about killed me. And so I had full-blown clinical pneumonia from that. So, you know, it's never a good time when all the doctors all cram into your room and they're the heads of all the departments. So that was bad times. And they said, well, we can monitor you. We could leave you here, check you out. I said, forget all that. I said, pretend you're my favorite uncle, my best friend, my little brother. What would you do? He said, oh, I'd put you in ICU. And that was the head of surgery. So I said, lead the way. So I went up to ICU, of course, and just, you know, it was just brutal to be in ICU. You could barely breathe. It's like having five elephants on your chest. And every night I would code out, midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, who knows what time it was. Kind of my joke to this day is I really love nurses because there's no doctors in the ICU, you know, midnight, 2, 3 in the morning. So that's who would bring me back. But every night I had a different wild experience. I'm still working on a little book about it. A near-death experience, and really, that was it. And so went up into that. It looked like the portals, I tell folks, of deep inner space, the Hubble Space Telescope pictures. If you Google those, you can see what I was seeing, the nebulae stuff and going up into it, angelic noise, vivid colors, nothing you want to come back from. So each night I was shown some different things, beings in the room, just wild experiences. And ever since then, what they showed me over time was the symbol of infinity, of course, which is an eight laying on its side. If you take off the back end of that, you wind up with a little fish, not the Christian fish symbol or the little sharp nose, but more of like if a three-year-old used a red crayon with their fist, and it looks more like a Tai Chi move or a little yoga move and Qigong, something like that. And so that's what it looks like. And basically, the fast track is the bottom left of the tail. All we're doing is releasing earth negative weakness through the fish and releasing it up into the void. Anything positive we don't have, we're going to the heavens, heaven positive strength, and we're bringing that back down by making that fish movement back into ourselves. You can actually feel the changes. It's very profound, you know, and it's not like anything else. So I love that. I call it really, it's melded from the best of the best of all things into this. And really, Ian, I would rather had sat in my home office in my little Tampa office, you know, every week the rest of my life and kept on going, doing just what I was doing. I was perfectly happy and fine with all that because the last thing I'd want to do on earth is bring out another method or technique to the world. It's like shake your fist at God moment. Like, really, I got to do this now? So, you know, so that's what we did. And so ever since then, I played with it for about a year before I dare unleashed it on clients just to make sure I wasn't the crazy one. It really was working. And I've just never seen things change so quickly as it does with this. And so now, you know, people could Google it. They can read about it. There's plenty of stuff out there for free. They can figure it out on their own if they watch enough of our videos and things. And it's just amazing. And, of course, today we'll go deeper into that, and with the package and all that, folks will see all that at the end, and that really goes deep in showing people how to do it themselves.
Wow. Yeah, what a story, and I'm glad you're here, and you're here for all of us. Yeah.
You, me too.
Yeah,
oh, listen,
for sure.
You know, and the funniest thing I tell folks about that is, like, it's like, you know, I'm no longer scared of death, and I'm going to just really be helping folks all the way to the door. My joke to my kids is I'll be 95 sitting in the office going, what's going on, Puddin? You know, seeing people and just helping folks all we can. And that's it until my next assignment, of course. So, but it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, Definitely. So, you know, we're talking about change, right? So help us understand a little bit about what this process is. I think everyone is super curious right now. We're talking about change. What type of change are we talking about?
Sure. So if you come to the understanding over time, and certainly your audience is there, is energy is in everything. There's vibration, frequency, there's energy in all these things. So whether it's health, relationships, money, as a currency, all the things that are going on right now in the world, of course, they're all a piece of motion of frequency, vibration, and you can actually measure that and figure that out and then change it. So I never know what I'm going to get. I think it's very profound. We never know how deep the change might be or how many sessions folks need, but that's why we give it out there. You know, it's kind of the old joke, you give a man a fish, he eats for the day, but you teach the man to fish and he eats for a lifetime.
So, okay, so we're talking about change. So is this change in terms of having the knowledge to make choices regarding change? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I think the change part over time is once you measure things and everything ends up having a measurement similar to the applied kinesiology, using a pendulum, some folks use their fingers, muscle testing, standing and swaying. Once you measure out things, if something's either strong, positive, or weak, negative, the fish is the actual catalyst for the change. So by doing that movement, it creates change.
All right. So can you do the best you can to help us through that visual process, Jimmy?
Sure. Yep. Over the phone. It looks like... You got it. No, that's okay. I do it every day. So
okay.
It looks like if folks are looking at the wall, it looks like infinity, which is an eight laying on its side. If you take off the back left end, you wind up with that little fish, and that's it. So it looks like a little fish. And the bottom left corner of the tail would be earth negative weakness, and the top left corner is heaven positive strength. So by testing first, you want to get clear, of course, and we'll go through that in a moment with you even. And once folks are clear, they can use a pendulum, their fingers, standing and sway testing. And let's say you have a weakness in money and currency and finance. It would pull you backwards for a weakness, let's say. And so that might be a block for finance. I would then merely trace the fish from the bottom left and trace it up into the heavens and release that block. And once it's released, you can actually feel the release, and it would pull you forward to it's released. And then if we said there's a block, it would pull you back to no.
So
if you measure things in simple yes or no, positive or weakness, that's what we want to do. And the power is in the change and changing it. And that's my liquid fish.
So what we're really talking about here as well, Jimmy, is we're talking about truth, right? Divine truth coming through.
Sure, 100%. And, you know, the deeper piece I would say to that, too, is yes. And you're not always going to like it, you know. I tell folks, if you get clear enough, clear to yes, unclear, and running forward, and all that's what we'll go through today just to show folks, then you will get the truth in this. And, again, you may not be thrilled about it, but it is the solid truth at that time. And if it's something that's weak and you want to change it, you can fish it out. And if there's a weakness in something that you don't have, perhaps ill health, then I might go to the heavens and trace the fish and bring it in and make it stronger.
All right, everyone. Well, we're going to go to the phones in just a little while. I've just got a couple more things I wanted to kind of bounce off Jimmy first, though. But we're going to go to the phone. *2 to raise your hand if you joined a little later or you weren't sure. And that's star, like asterisk. And then if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the question box and we'll get to as many as we can today. So here's my question, Jimmy. My question is, so, you know, truth is truth. It's like, it is what it is. It is truth. So we have you mentioned we have blocks or we're in a position where we are not able to receive that truth. So, before we go to, you know, channeling that truth and through the method that you're going to show us, talk about what and why people have blocks to that divine truth coming through. What are some of the causes of these blocks?
Yeah, so I mean, that can be a myriad of things. Obviously, stress really wires us out. That can mess up the frequency. You and I, perhaps even early on today, the phone frequency wasn't just right. If we plug in GPS for the mall, we're not going to wind up at the beach. So you've got to pretty much get aligned or clear so you can pick up the correct frequency or that divine truth, as you would call it. And it's always there. That's constant. That doesn't change. It would just be things like stress, disease, illness, disorders, things that maybe you're too attached to a situation. So if you're testing things out and you're so attached to going through an issue with a loved one or a child or a super bad illness, disease, disorder, someone in the hospital, you may not be lined up enough to receive that actual truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we're about to go through the process of the, you know, the liquid fish process, then you would help someone clear whatever's in the way first and move that out of the way so they become an 100%. Open vessel? Okay.
Yes, you got it. You got it. And then they will test. They will still test yes, no, or in between. I'll find blockages where folks don't move at all, forward, back. They'll be in the in-between. And to me, that's something that's hidden, and I would fish that out and release it. There's nuances to the whole thing. So we're summarizing this in 90 minutes, and I've written 9 books on it. So we're melting it down. But over time, it gets easier, easier, easier. It goes faster, 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 and it's actually simple and fun once you get your head around it.
Yeah, definitely. And I am really interested in the part where you work with people to remove that which is in the way, because that's such a gift as well. That's such a gift to be able to open up to actually receive truth where we don't have those inhibitors. Is the best way to do this just literally to get people on the phone and go through the process with people? Is that the best way to do
sure.
that?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We can even work on, we'll work on you at the end so that we'll clear you up, of course, and clear the call.
Definitely.
We'll work on everybody else. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you feel you want to work on me, you can. I don't want to take up the community time, though. But
we'll go fast. We'll go fast. Go ahead and stand up. Go ahead and stand up now. We'll get you cleaned up now. I love it. All right. So I figured out over time, it makes about a 30% difference in your poles if you're standing facing due north. So if you stand up face due north, it's strong mountain pose and yoga.
Okay, got it.
Yep, and forward is yes, and backwards is no, and that's all you need to know. A lot of folks feel energetically like I'm running my fingers through their hair. They get hot and cold. They get side-to-side movements and weird movements. It all means something, but we don't need to worry about that today. So if you just say, my name is Ian, you're going to feel the pull forward.
My name is Ian. Yeah.
Excellent. And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Yeah, there I go.
Excellent. So here are the three things. Here's a greater analogy that you'll catch on to in a hurry, and so will folks. In order to get to eBay, Amazon, even your website, we got to turn on the computer. We got to get on the internet. The third jump might be your website for the show today. So there's three little jumps. The first one is called I Am Clear. So you can say that. I am clear.
I am clear. Yes, I'm clear.
Excellent. So nothing to change there. And that's a long list of horrible things, curses, spells, and hexes, and exotic stuff we might pick up along the way. And we just do. And the second is called I am unclear. You can say that. See if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm unclear. It's a little in between.
Yeah, so that's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm doing is tracing the fish now from the bottom left corner. And it's going to release and pull you backwards. I just did it.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah. And there you go. It's going to pull you backwards and bring you back to neutral when it's done. It is super, super intelligent.
Okay.
There you go. And the third one is called, I am running forward. And see if you go forward, back, or in between, I'm running forward.
Oh, I'm falling forward.
Excellent.
I'm running forward.
Forward, back, or in between?
Forward.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's body, mind, spirit, relationships, health, and money. You got to have the car and drive. That would be the third jump. So now we've cleaned you up enough to where we can get some real truth. If there's anything you want to work on, health, money, the show, you know, any aspect of the world right now, let me know what that might be. But what we've done is turned on your computer, jumped on the internet, and now we're at ian.com. What comes to mind that you would change or have different?
What comes to mind is the direction of the show for the community.
Is
the format right? Is the direction of Wisdom of the Ancients, is this what is supporting the community in the greatest way right now?
Yeah, I get a really strong yes on that. So okay. You can make it as a statement. I don't mess with questions anymore. I just make statements and it tests strong to yes or weak to no. So your statement would be, our show, Wisdom of the Ancients, is in support of the community right now. And so if you say that, see if you go forward, back, or in between.
Our show, Wisdom of the Ancients, is in support of the community right now. Yes, I get a positive yes on that.
There you go. There's nothing to change there. So you get the idea. If it pulled you backwards to no, we would just trace the fish from the top left corner and bring more positivity to that. And then it would pull you forward while it's going.
Beautiful. Okay. And awesome. So that's just, so then if it was a no, then you would do some energy work and then.
Yeah. And then you'd feel the shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But I'd probably have to do some things differently though to the show to change the trajectory of the show though, wouldn't I?
I don't get that you do. I mean, I'm making that statement for you right now, and I'm really dialed in, of course, for the show, and I get no on that. We can expand the show, and we can expand your listener base. How about we do that? So stand right now. Yeah.
Well, we could. But I would love to do that. I'd love to go to the listeners, though.
Sure.
And serve them right now. All right, everyone. So, look, we're on the right track here. which I knew.
And now we know we are.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Bellevue, Washington, and you're on the phone, and it's 5974. You are live with Jimmy. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Welcome. You are super live right now. You are live. We've got listeners all over the world, so you're on the spot.
Okay, great.
What's your name? What's your question? What would you have to change or make different?
Hi, my name is Sue, and right now in our Bellevue, Washington, we have that coronavirus, and I'd like to know if I'm doing everything to keep healthy, and that probably would go for everyone in the world right now.
Sure. So for you, it does. It tests really strong that you are, and you know, super precautions on all that, hand washing, I mean, simple things. I talked to my physician today, friend who does acupuncture, and he's really big on also doing, of course, a huge amount of vitamin C, 2 to 3 grams actually a day, and also vitamin D. And so if you get a blood test on vitamin D, they would tell you that the ideal is about 30. And he would say raise it to about 80, so as much as 10,000 units a day of even vitamin D. Also, trace minerals help folks out a lot. And all we're doing is trying to give your immune system a boost here so that a lot of folks that have already had it, for example, it's been a mild case of the flu. They barely knew they had it. If they're elderly, infirmed, I mean, maybe an ALF nursing home, they already got 5 other things going on, then they're certainly much more susceptible to it being life-changing. If you want to stand up right now, though, we'll work on your immune system, Sue. And all you need to do is, stand up, face due north. And if you say, my name is Sue, you'll feel the pull forward.
My name is Sue. Okay, really forward.
Excellent. Yep. And if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull back.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Yep. Step back.
Excellent. All right. So let's just be wild and say that Sue's immune system is functioning at 100%. See if you go forward, back, or in between.
I went forward.
Okay. So that's really awesome that it's already there. So what jumps in to your awareness as far as the fear of it all, in other words, fear of dread, fear of the unknown, what would your word track be, Sue?
I have to go to work, and I just want to make mm-hmm. sure that I don't get it from anybody else.
I don't feel like you will, but let's just, you know, go ahead and say that right now. We'll make a statement. My immune system is so strong that I'll make it past this virus. See if you go forward, back, or in between.
Say it out loud or to myself?
Sure. I said it. They heard me.
Okay. Oh, it's going forward.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool.
And so all I'm going to do is trace the fish. I'm going to make it even stronger for you now.
Thank you.
Yep, and you're going to feel the pull forward even harder when it comes in. Here we go.
Wow, I'm really falling forward.
Right. There
Beautiful.
You go.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and now
All
you're
right,
feeling
Sue.
It. And we're going from Florida to the great state of Washington, so you get the idea. And it's that,
All right, thank,
it's that strong.
Thank you. I've never done
Thanks
anything
for calling
like
in.
This. This is cool.
Oh,
right.
we're
right.
glad you joined us today. Thank you.
Love
All
to
right.
you, Sue. Blessings. Bye now. Yeah, that's where I just came from. All right. Let's go to New York, and you're on the phone at 7116. There's a lot of you from New York, so the last four digits of your phone number are 7116, and you are live with Jimmy.
Hello. Thank you very much for choosing me.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
I'm really surprised. I just have a question about my problem with dizziness, headaches, nausea. I have different labels. The last one was vestibular migraines, but I really don't know exactly what causes that and how to get rid of it. It's been a long time.
So you're saying mainly migraines, headaches, that sort of thing?
Mainly dizziness. That's what makes me really, I just can't function.
You're saying headaches?
Dizziness.
Okay.
Almost like vertigo. Like
Got
vertigo.
It. Got it. Can you stand up without getting dizzy?
Yes. Today is my better day, so I'm functioning.
Today is your better day. Thank God you called in. That's awesome. Okay.
Thank
good.
God, yes.
So,
Thank God.
Yeah. So stand up. Face due north. Going to pull you forward for yes. Push you backwards for no. And I would just own that dizziness and say I have intermittent dizziness and headaches and see if it pulls you forward, back, or in between.
I have intermittent dizziness and headaches. I think forward.
Go forward. So I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. And all I'm doing is tracing the fish. It's going to pull you back when that energy releases. And you'll feel a wave. And it's going to pull you backwards.
Yeah, I think it is. It's very subtle.
It's very subtle. Yeah. Yep. That's okay, because you've had all this a long time. Makes sense? So it's very dense.
Yep.
So that's us releasing it right now. It's going to pull you back, and bring you back to neutral once we're done. And we're just taking out the susceptibility to having headaches and migraines and also the dizziness and any weakness you may have right now, too. It's going to pull you back and drop you off in neutral when it's finished. And there you go. So it's a live show.
May I ask you, is it possible to know what causes that? I'm sure it's something that I'm doing. Is it something that I
sure.
can do to stop
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. So when I ask... It is not as high up in your head as it is more just below your neck and above your shoulders. So I certainly would be seeing the best chiropractor I could in the area that does apply kinesiology muscle testing and uses an activator. And that's going to go a long way to helping you with the dizziness and the headaches. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's an impingement And so that's really what you got going on. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. You know why? Because over the years, I've seen chiropractors, I've seen sacrocranial people who adjust the skull. Every time anybody touches my neck, try to crack it or move it, I can't get out of bed for 3 days. It seems like all those adjustments and what they're doing, instead of releasing it, it makes it worse. So I stay away now from chiropractors.
So, again, and I'm not big on, you know, cracking and praying about it or drop tables. That's why I'm mentioning someone that does apply kinesiology. They'll muscle test by pushing on your arm, and an activator is just a little clicker, and that's much more gentle than what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I certainly would find
like
somebody locally.
Are you talking about a network chiropractor? Network chiropractor?
Yeah, that test's weak for you when I ask. It's not so much network as somebody that does apply kinesiology and uses the activators.
Okay.
So that's what
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
And I do feel now better, lighter. Thank you.
Ah,
I love
okay.
it. Thanks for calling
Beautiful.
In.
Much love. Okay, let's go to Connecticut. We're going to go to Windsor Lux in Connecticut and 3764 are the last four digits, and you're live with Jimmy.
Hello. Oh, I got picked.
You did. Welcome.
Okay, well, I was interested in about this, the gentleman with the fish.
He's a gentleman, isn't he?
I know, he's a gentleman. And I was like, sitting there, I'm like, you've got fish and change. And my mom's a Pisces, and her birthday's on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And now here we go.
What's your name? What's your
this
name?
This is so funny. We're having like a generational curse on our family. And it's done by another Pisces. And it's because I didn't marry the guy, and then the guy went and bought our family property that's on a lake. Now, what can you do? Can you help us disentangle me from the guy?
Sure, right. How about right now? What's your
name? My name is Karen June.
Karen June. All right. Stand up. Face due north.
Okay, hold on. I got to get the kitty off my lap. Hold on.
Okay. Please
my
do kitty. That.
No, she'll stay with me, and this is not for me. Okay, I got north.
Right.
Go ahead, Jim, let's go.
Go ahead, yeah. So right. Just own that statement. I have a generational curse on our family.
I have
and
a generational curse.
Say that out loud.
Curse,
yeah, it's going to pull you forward for you.
Ivy, here we go.
Feel it going
I love
forward.
Doing this stuff. Oh, my God, no.
Mm-hmm. So all I'm going to do is trace the fish from the bottom left, release it. Resolve it, disentangle and uncollapse it, have them learn all the lessons they needed to from it, release them from the service to it, pull her straight back when you're done.
Oy vey. We got this. Now, will this take care of my mom, my daughter, and me?
I'm doing it right now for everybody, and it's going to pull you back when it releases, and actually you're doing it for everybody, and I'm just changing it.
All right, good. Oh, what? I'm going for it. Hold on. Whoa. This is so wild. It's so funny. I studied Kenzen, whatever. I can't pronounce that because of my lips through power versus force. So I know I love, I heard this. I'm like, oh, I got
it. Of course, Hawkins.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't he great?
Yeah,
oh, I love him.
Yeah, he got his PhD on that book alone. And there's Eye of the Eye and the Eye. There's a bunch of books. Yep.
Yep. Good.
All right.
So
it's
going
to pull you back.
Now?
Yeah, it's going to pull you back when it releases. It's brought you back to neutral. Now we're going to release it. It's going to pull you back when it releases.
Okay. I'm there. Oi.
It's going to pull for you.
Oh, yes,
everybody. Yep. And then it's going to bring you to neutral when it's done.
Hold on. Well, we got this. There's a little. It's so funny. I'm titanium, too, from an accident. I have a titanium spine. So I get like double energy. So this is good.
you're a titanium on rocket fuel, it sounds like.
That's right.
Oh,
right now you are.
And guess what? Not a drug either. I am all natural holistic, so I am the Energizer Bunny in human form. Thank you very much.
It's great. Yeah.
This is going to pull, and then bring you back to neutral when it's done. So let us know when you get back to neutral.
Thank you, sir. Bless you.
All right. You got it.
Bye. Much love.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. I love it.
Beautiful.
The
thanks,
Karen. Your bunny. I love it.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, and it's going to be 3948. Someone on the phone, Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you. First time on
How
the
are
show.
You? Oh,
oh,
good.
Really?
First time trying to fish.
Look
okay,
at that.
Okay, well, good.
Welcome.
What's going on with you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm like every which way.
Okay.
And I have health issues. And right now I feel there's a lot of, it's funny, blockage in between my ears.
Okay, so the need to floss in between your ears. I know what you're saying. That's funny. So pretty much brain fog, would you say, Debbie?
Well, I've got a lot of teeth issues going on that aren't being resolved, and then I have family issues too. So I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and grab one of them. Just grab the teeth issue. If you want to stand up,
okay.
You can feel it. Okay.
And do I stand on two solid feet, or I heard you say something?
Yeah,
I
would love for you to stand on two solid feet. Put about a foot in between your feet. It's going to feel like somebody's pulling you forward for yes and pushes you back for no. If you just say, my name is Debbie, you're going to feel the pull forward. Go ahead.
My name is Debbie. I'm going forward.
Excellent. And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull back.
My name is Nemo the Fish. No pullback.
It's pulling you back?
No.
No pullback.
No pullback.
Okay, that's okay. So that to me then feels like your energy is reversed. So this is a very interesting one, Ian. And it would be as if her flower is down by her feet and her roots are up by her head. And so because of the teeth issues and the family issues and all that, people would get what my mother would call cattywampus, or so discombobulated that their energy is actually running in reverse. So all I'm going to do is release that right now, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. And I'm just envisioning her flower and it's tilting back up to her head. And the roots are going back down by her feet. We're pouring her back into that body. And I don't even get that she feels very safe being in that body because of everything else that's going on. But we're changing it real quick here live on the air. No pressure. All right. There you go. So try it again. Say, my name is Nemo the Fish. You should feel the pull back for a no.
My name is Nemo the Fish. My name is Nemo the Fish. Yeah, I guess you're right. I feel a little bit of that.
All right. That's awesome, Debbie. So let's just ask for changes for the teeth and all that right now, okay? So now you could just say everything going on with my teeth, it would be a weakness. And if I tap into your teeth right now, it's going to pull you backwards for weakness. You'll feel the pull.
I feel more of a forward than a back.
More forward than a back. That's okay. So we're going to go in and find that weakness and everything you got going on with the teeth, and that's fine too. We're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle all that out now, and it's going to pull you straight back when it releases. We're going to say that you've already learned all the lessons you needed to from all the teeth issues, and we're going to release you from the service to it. It's going to pull you back when it leaves.
I'm not pulling back.
That's okay. All right. Learned all the lessons she needed to from these teeth issues is no, or changing it to yes. Being caught up in all this still serves her as yes. We're going to release that to a no. And there we go. All right. Now it's going to release.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, because you're right. It's going back a little more.
Yeah, that's all we need. And, you know, Debbie, we're asking for things to change. Maybe the teeth start feeling better, less aching. Maybe we go to a couple different dentists and we find the dentist of our dreams, you know, that gives us the better deal after having done this. So the energy flows in all these different directions. We never know where it's going to wind up. But I know that this causes improvement more so than not doing anything or just regular hoping it works out prayers. Does that make sense?
Yes. You mean going through what you just did to help me release whatever's going on?
Exactly. Can only help you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thanks
so much.
We're glad you called in. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show.
Have a great day.
Blessings to you. Okay.
You too.
And make sure you stay for that process, Debbie. So beautiful, beautiful. So I'd like to switch to the web. So Q&A on people who are writing in. So how's this going to work, Jimmy? So there's no interruption.
Oh, that's fine. You just you can just tell me what they're saying, and we'll change it on the fly. No problem. And Ian, just so you know, too, I mean, this is the aha moment. When they start getting pulled around the room in Washington or Arizona or Connecticut or wherever they are, and you're pulling them forward, back, and in between, and they're like, oh my God, it's working, right? People ask me all the time, well, what still gives you a thrill? What gets you out of bed in the morning? That's it. Mm-hmm. When folks get this for the first time, it's like, oh my gosh, right? And then you find out, hey, if something horrific came on, just as quickly as it came on, it can be released as well.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes it fun and interesting.
Well, thank you. So this is Arietta from Athens in, looks like it is, yeah, it is Greece. Hi, beautiful souls, a request for money issue. So this is very vague.
Sure, that's okay.
Okay, so she's asking for help with money issues that she's having.
So we're going to give to her and everyone on the call today and on the replay higher levels of good fortune. So as I'm standing up right now, it's for everyone on the whole call, higher levels of good fortune. It's kind of in the middle to a weak no, and I'm just changing it to a yes real quick, and then it's going to pull me forward to a yes. We're just going to fill everyone up with that, and it's pulling me forward a lot harder right now. And there you go. It's going to bring it back to neutral. I do like good fortune. You want to have good fortune in everything, not just your money, but you may pull up to the mall on Christmas and you get the closest parking space, you find those perfect sandals in the discount clearance bin, wherever it may be. Good fortune is much more powerful than just money, money, money.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's going to help her, just what we did just now.
Thank you. Actually, quite a few people wrote in for that very, very same subject. So that's going to help a lot of people. Thank you. Well,
sure.
Everyone, of course, everyone on the call. Okay. Maria from Portugal. So thank you, Maria. I'm starting on that side of the pond. I would like to ask how you can solve the issues I have with my digestive system.
Ooh, okay, Maria. So we check into that. It's not so much digestive enzymes as it is probiotics for her. So most folks really need both. She doesn't test that strong when I ask Spirit about digestive enzymes, but again, the probiotics test really good for her. Dr. Oz did an entire show on probiotics, and they figured out over time that it's best to take them somewhere between lunch and dinner. And so I don't feel like she has upper GI stuff as much as lower. And it's more, it isn't even large intestine. It's small intestine, colon is what they're telling me or whispering in my ear. And you'll get a strength or weakness if you ask those things or even stand there and test them. Or you can even go to Google Images and point at things and get a yes or a no. So her main issue is to be taking a whole lot more probiotics wherever she can get them. She could take as many as 1, 2, 3 billion twice a day. And I don't sell product, but I certainly ask folks to do their own research and figure that out. I would take that with a good, nice glass of water, and it would be in between breakfast and in between lunch and dinner. And that seems to make a huge difference.
Okay, thank you. This is Della Della from St. Paul in Minnesota. Hi, Jimmy. Would you please tell me what is creating the swelling and hypersensitivity in my lower hip? I'm in tears, at a loss. Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah. So when I'm in that right now, bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, joint, it tests more joint than anything else, and it is high hip area. So we're just going to ask to change it right now. Some people test for heat and other people test for ice. Ian, she tests really strong for ice. So I sure would be icing that. And I sure would be taking the curcunum, turmeric would help a lot, like a lot of it, like as many as 3 pills, 3 times a day. She also tests super strong for MSM, which is a form of sulfur, which is in, you'll see ads all the time for glucosamine chondroitin with MSM. And she could take just MSM and be fine with that. And that's going to help too. And what I'm going to do right now is just send her a real fast flash of healing. And all I'm doing is tracing the fish from the top left corner and bringing it in for her. It's going to pull me forward when it shifts. And we're just asking for a healing to come her way now. But I'd definitely be doing some ice packs. She also tests, they're saying, for Epsom salts lotion. You can get that at Walgreens, CVS, Walmart. Some people are lavender or non-lavender. She tests non-lavender. So there you go.
Wow, this is really specific.
Probably more than she bargained for.
Right. And, you know, it's Epsom
it's
salts,
fast.
Non-lavender.
Yep, it's fast. Comes through fast.
So, you know, there's probably 1,000 things that are options. But you are landing on something specific, like within seconds.
Right.
What's going on there? How does that?
Well, if you do it long enough, you remember the old story about the still small voice within you. And so eventually that becomes louder, louder. And so it goes really, really fast. And that's what's coming through for that specific person. You and I'd be a whole nother protocol of ideas and suggestions. But for her, when I tap into all it is, that's what they're saying specifically for her.
Okay, beautiful. Wow, this is wonderful.
Love it.
Okay, we'll take some more questions. And then, of course, I want to hear personally, I'm sure everyone else wants to hear about working with you deeper, in more depth, and having private sessions and all that stuff. So, let's take some more questions on the web still, and then we'll get to questions, everyone, on the phone again towards the end of the show. So we'll flip around and do phone again. So we'll definitely do more questions. Then Jimmy has a process for us as well. So we still got a lot of show left. Okay, this is Flory, F-L-O-R-Y, from London. Hi, Jimmy. You are amazing. Can you please help me with clearing fear from my body? Trauma made me feel afraid, and I'm hiding from the world. How can I rewire my nervous system for peace and love?
Love that. So what comes through immediately is not so much overwhelm. She actually tests weak on overwhelm, but it isn't fear of success. It's actually fear of failure. And a lot of people will be set up for, why bother? You know, I'm afraid I don't want to try anything because I'm afraid I'm going to fail. So when I go to those little steps, we're drilling down for the fastest piece we can. If you and I go outside, find a weed in the yard, we start pulling it, it might shoot 20 feet across the lawn, right? And so if we don't pull the right end, it won't take the weed out. But that's basically what she's got going on. And I'm just going to release that right now. We're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. It's going to pull me back when it releases. And I'm just doing it now. And that's releasing fear of failure. She also has fear of disappointing others. So that's what the chief piece of the fear is. And I'm releasing that as well. I just changed it. So.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Mary Louise from Aiken in South Carolina. Yeah. Hi, Jimmy. I would love it if you would help me fish out the addiction to cigarettes. I've tried everything. I have a feeling it's an entity that wants to keep me from shining bright. Thank you.
Sure. So I don't get entity about that at all. That's a weakness or a no, and I ask spirit and all that is, and we're divinely connected to all truth right now for that. People either are addicted to nicotine, which she is not, so that's interesting. So the second piece that they would be addicted to on the cigarettes, for instance, would be going to the store, the process of buying the pack, tapping the pack, getting the cigarettes just right, where's my lighter, I'm going to relax now, I'm going outside to take a break, have a smoke, the cessation that goes all the way back to suckling and bottles or, you know, breast milk, that sort of thing, for the oral fixation. And that's what she has. So right now I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. It's going to pull me back when I release it. There it goes. And that's bound to help. So addiction is, very interesting. Actually, I worked with Ken Seeley even. He has the 911 intervention TV show. And so there's lots going on with that. Very near and dear to my heart. My brother was addicted to everything and died in our home, overdose. So definitely want to get out of the cigarettes as soon as you can. The new studies today say folks can make about as much as a 30 to 40% recovery in lung capacity in under a year or two, as little as 18 months. So last thing you ever want to do is fight for every breath. And that's where we all end up, you know, as far as the smoking goes. And I know because I had that full-blown clinical pneumonia, and that is no fun. So there you go. At least you know. And a lot of people, Ian, they just, our joke with my staff and people is, you know, why, Jimmy, why? Everybody wants to know why. So if she ever wondered why, it's not the demons, and it's not even the nicotine. It's that cessation of calming. So I certainly would tell folks also on addiction like that, especially cigarettes, I'm huge on not quitting cold turkey, but in slowly tapering that down. If she's 20 cigarettes a day, for instance, you want to be 19 the next week, 18, and so forth and so on until you get to, you know, just after meals and before I go to sleep maybe. Well, now you're down to 4 instead of 20. It's much easier to slow that down and quit than it is to go cold turkey.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much. Well, beautiful. We're going to get back to the phones, as I mentioned, and back to the questions. But for now, I'd love it, Jimmy, if you would share with everyone what you've brought for the Wisdom community, because, of course, many people have heard you, but this is the first time you're on the show. So you've brought a lovely offer to the community. And before you do that, let me just share with everyone how you can follow along visually, because a lot of people like to do that. So if you're on the webinar page, everyone, just click the orange special offer button that's underneath Jimmy's photograph, and you'll be taken to the page that says Supercharging Your Connection with Spirit Using My Liquid Fish. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you'll need to type it in, but it's really easy. It's wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Jimmy9, J-A-M-M-Y, and the number 9. One more time, wotashow.com/Jimmy9. Everything's lowercase. And Jimmy, take it away. Tell us about your offer, if you don't mind.
Love it. Yeah, so in Package A, we've got all about supercharging connection to spirit and using My Liquid Fish, of course, and that's just an example of what we've been doing today. The first piece in there, which is really helpful for folks, took over a year just to write the script alone, is My Belief Works for Increasing Psychic Intuition. The more intuitive you are with this and the more you play with it, the faster it goes, the better it gets. We jokingly call it the magic eight ball because you've probably seen those little silly plastic eight balls and people would shake them and turn them upside down. And it would say, ask me again, or maybe, or yes, no. And so that's kind of what we jokingly call it. But it's an awesome audio MP3. It's all about clearing the blocks to your intuition. You get clearer, you can really sense and experience and actually hear the truth. And I'd say here, I always say to them, show me and tell me how I can get even better than this. So in other words, I want to be shown by example and told by those whispers in the ear. And so this is an MP3. The runtime's over 30 minutes long. There's over 120 clearings. for example, I'm doing, you know, maybe one little clearing on folks today. So you can imagine doing over 120. It's a game changer. Item two on that is my BeliefWorks daily GPS reset series. And we spoke about that earlier and just kind of laughed about it because, you know, if you plug in the GPS for the mall, you're not going to make it to the beach. And what this does is reset body, mind, and spirit in a really profound way. And it's the phishing files. It's five MP3s and a PDF. The run times are 44 minutes long. And the reason that is it's broken up. There's over 100 clearings in it. And what that is you've even got in there morning, afternoon, evening, that sort of thing broken down. And then even a special 911 break glass only in case of emergency. So if things are really going sideways, I tell folks, listen to that piece of the audio on that day, you know, something's really gone off the rails. So that's a really very popular and awesome audio MP3. Item three is the Dowsers Handbook. This is a digital PDF, the ebook. It's 44 pages long. It actually takes you step by step of what we've done today. Doesn't matter if you use your fingers, you've been taught how to muscle test with your fingers, maybe use a pendulum and get yes or no, or standing and sway testing, which is what we're doing today. It's a really cool book. It's been very, very, very popular. And again, it's the Dowsers Handbook. Every year I present towards the Florida Dowsers group. It's out of the middle of Florida, actually. And there's dowsers around the world. This has been going on since Egyptian times in the Middle Ages. People would measure the energy. And that's fine to get a yes or a no, but the power is in changing it. So this book, just going through this, is actually going to show you the little tips and tricks on how to change it. Very important to go that way. So bonuses they have here also on that is the Dowsers Handbook video. And this is me actually giving instruction on how to do that. And it's a video from beginning to end. It's going to have, of course, the pendulum, as well as a live demo of standing sway testing. And it shows you of me doing the fish motion. So you can actually watch it live and play along at home. Bonus two is My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. It's what we call a starter kit. There's five MP3s in there, a video, and a PDF. The runtime's over an hour. And so that's another one that's just phenomenal. It's very layered, and so this seems very simple at the onset, and what's the big deal? But the longer you read, watch, and listen to it, the deeper it goes. And so pretty soon you get to really figure out this is it's pretty wild stuff. And it takes you through a question and answer in the book as well. And so many of the questions folks would want to ask, it's already included in there. So on that one, the special offer, of course, is all that included. The second piece, if you go to the next package, would also include the private video instruction, of course, and the My Liquid Fish. And that's package A. That's for $97. It's normally $378. People all over the world go, well, why don't I just get that from you, or I'll go to the website. That's what you're going to pay, $378. So you may as well get it at 97 here. It's totally for Ian's audience, for real. And you can even do the two payment at 48.50. So keep that in mind. Option B, of course, also includes everything from A and then a private one-on-one session with me. And also you can see what we can do even a minute or two with folks on one issue. You can imagine having 15 minutes of solid stuff. So we can really rock your world in 15 minutes. We also include in this a 30-day VIP daily prayer. It's my daily prayer service for you. And I used to do this a long time ago. I'd only do it for some really wildly famous and wealthy folks, pretty much movie stars. And about 3 in the morning, I will take your list, and we're reading over it. We want your whole body, mind, and spirit to clear to yes, unclear to no, and running forward. And people would send me their list of prayers. In this instance, we're saying if you get the packet and you're Mary Jones, it's all about you for those 30 days. And you can certainly put in there what you want to have change, maybe finance, new job, health, job, career, a relationship that may be impaired. And so we'll hit that every single night. And folks have had miraculous things happen that have been on that service. So there you go.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. So two lovely, lickety two split.
Lickety split. Bam, bam. Two really great options. And options for change, mm-hmm. right? So listen, if I am someone who has a decision to make, choices, you know, help us understand a little bit more on the context. It's basically anyone who has any questions or any curiosity, any change in their life, this is for them.
Sure, 100%. And they want to create change. You know, the only thing I can promise you is death, taxes, and change. So, you know, we want to have it set up for you that the change would actually be good. And once folks are dialed into this, I've just seen miracles happen. My dear friend would say, I know that this works because for no amount of money would you talk to strangers on the phone. And that's his joke, you know, back-fisted humor of, you know, complimenting me. And the point is, I'm excited about it, and I think it's cool, and I think it's amazing to talk to anybody in Washington State or Arizona or Connecticut, and we're pulling them around the room. How bizarre is that, right? And so it really, at the end of the day, is turbocharged, supercharged prayer. Einstein used to say that, you know, the future of everything in this and physics and what's coming next will be indiscernible from magic. And that's almost really what this is. It borders on magic. And so that's what's exciting about it.
Beautiful. Magic with a K. Divine magic.
Yes.
Divine truth.
I love it.
divine truth. Yeah. And, you know, we're so wanting to be aligned with that divine truth. And, you know, we want to make these choices and these have changes in our lives that are for the greater good of all, certainly for the greater good of ourselves, but also for the greater good of all. So it's so beautiful that you offer this where you can really get aligned with that divine truth and aligned with your path. So I wanted to ask about purpose work as well, because, you know, we do have a lot of people asking about abundance. And we
sure.
have also the other half, so to speak, would often ask about purpose work. And it's something very, very important because many in the community feel out of alignment with their purpose work. So let me ask you, if I'm someone who is maybe unclear and I came to you and said, okay, Jimmy, I've got your package. I'm going to work with you one-on-one. You know, what does that process look like for someone, let's say hypothetically me, who felt that I wasn't living on purpose and I didn't know what my divine purpose was? How would you work with that client?
Sure. So first thing I would encourage them to do is, if they got this package, to certainly read through things, watch the videos, really get a crash course in what we're going to do and the type of work we're going to experience. Second thing I would say is I've dealt with some pretty high-end people and very famous, what my mother calls terribly wealthy people around the world, and the average housewife and average Joe, too. Every day of my life, it's a different mixed bag. And the happiest people I know do a little bit of everything. And by that, I mean, you know, kind of my joke is everyone is either providing a product or a service. The guy that's putting the little caps on the Coca-Cola bottles, well, he's still creating a product, right? And so I happen to be providing a service with this. And we create these packages and things. And that is my purpose, is to get the word out there and actually help people, folks help themselves. So I would narrow down to whatever folks are interested in. And I like for them to be varied, almost a potpourri of a little bit of everything, meaning you may be the boyfriend, the radio guy, the healer. You might like to garden, do these different things, maybe go surfing. You know, and all these are just different pieces of Ian, right? But if you said to me, you know, I can't decide between engineering and law, then we certainly could tell you exactly what tests and resonates higher for you. You might have a propensity towards medicine, law, art, music, what have you. And if you said, I just can't decide on these things, this is huge for helping in decisions, especially GPS. And that would really, really, really help folks. So just to give you an idea. And once we're dialed in, you can see, like when I worked with you earlier today, you're going to feel that weakness or strength. And so that's how we narrow things down to know exactly what's in your highest and best truth and exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah, you can really feel it. And I'm sure everyone who actually had a reading from you on the phone or even on the web, if you are following along and standing up, if you had a web reading, you can really feel it. I mean, you can mm-hmm. really feel it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Your body
you
moves.
Can't. You just can't. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go back to the phones, Jimmy. How does that sound?
Love it. Grab them.
Okay. All right. Well, someone on the web, Rocky River, if you are on your computer and your computer is somewhere in Rocky River, you're online.
Can the door be set? Can the internet
start? Oh, it's going to be too loud.
Internet. The system.
Okay, that's too loud. Sorry, we can't have that. So someone else on the web, let's try the web again. Texas. Core?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. Welcome. We're on speaker, so it's going to be a little hard to hear you, but try. Let's go.
Okay, I'll turn up the volume on my computer.
Right. Let's go and give this a shot.
All right. Well, okay. So funny that you were talking about on purpose just now, and so I know what my main purpose is. Because I am a seer and a healer. But as far as there's some indecisions within me, and I feel like I'm holding back. Like, I know there's like this big breakthrough that I'm working on to get myself out there and, you know, my stuff. And I've had people that reach out to me that would, you know, show up and say, oh my God, I was meant to meet you, you know, and indirectly help them. But I don't know, I just need some insight.
So again, you show up you're not scared of success. I think you're scared of failure as far as getting out there goes. And, you know, if it's slow as far as the healing goes and helping others, it's okay to do a little bit of everything too. Years ago, I jokingly say in my other life, I called on hospitals in the morning, in the afternoon. I owned a printing shop with my friend. In the evenings and all weekend, all I did was readings and healings. And I did that for many years until all I did was readings and healings. And so, yeah, be okay with a little bit of all that. It almost feels like the more you get out there, the more likely you'll be to be successful in that. And by that, I mean, you know, find the nearest metaphysical little shops, go in there, do split deals with them on giving readings and healings, that sort of thing. Get your name out there. Definitely deal with the web, all this sort of thing. Anything you can do to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
But you don't have fear of success in any of this. You have fear of failure. And a lot of times that just keeps us trapped and circular. And I'm just releasing it as we talk, of course, and fishing it out for you. And I applaud you. Get out there. We can't have too many healers and intuitives in the world. The world borders on directionless now, right? We need all the divine intervention we can get, and certainly all of the God truth we can get to come through to help folks on the path. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
You're good.
I need that. Thank you.
Oh, good. All right. We're glad you called in. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Bye. All right, let's go to Burns Lake, British Columbia. Burns Lake, British Columbia, you're on live. 8288, last four digits of the phone number, Burns Lake, British Columbia.
Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Hi. My question would be to Jimmy to help me clear any ancestral blocks, ancestral patterns or soul patterns that might be stopping me from partnering with my highest divine partner.
Okay, and so when you say that, you're talking about relationships?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a relationship and love, you want to stand up or rock some stuff out?
Okay.
Okay, so stand up, face due north. You said Marianne.
I think that's
sorry.
Marianne.
You said your name was Marianne, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if you're standing facing due north right now, if you just say, my name is Marianne, it should pull you forward. And you can say it out loud. It's a radio show, so.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel the pull forward.
Marianne, are you putting the phone down? Marianne.
I'm moving forward. Yes, I'm
excellent.
Right here.
Okay. Are you putting the phone down?
You can
hold the phone up to your ear. It's no problem. Won't matter. I'm 9 miles above your head. So let's just open up your heart to the possibility of open and better romantic relationship now. I get that it is. Blocks, there's certainly blocks in there. And so all I'm going to do is fish them out from the bottom left. And this is for anyone that's listening to the show today or replay forever. We're going to release any blocks blocking you from romantic, life partner, and release it, resolve it, have us learn all the lessons we need to from it, release us from the service to it, and it'll pull you straight back when you're done. And you don't need to set the phone down. They're in the room with you. I promise you that, all your guides and loved ones. It's going to feel like somebody's pulling you back when it releases the blocks.
Do I need to name the blocks?
Nope. It won't matter. It's super intelligent, and it's going to pull you backwards. You'll feel the pull back. Can you stand back up?
Yeah, I'm standing.
Awesome. So it's going to feel like a pull backwards, and I'm doing it now. There you go. And you'll feel the pull back. And we're just releasing anything blocking you from that. Make sense?
Yep.
Awesome. We're glad you called in.
Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you.
Much love
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Marianne.
Okay. Blessings.
Yeah. Okay. And Ian, that brings up something else folks need to know. You know, we have talked about an odd family curse. She's talking about a DNA level. This takes it out of everything. So it's not piecemeal anymore. It's one shot and one trace of the fish to release or download. It goes through the DNA level of this being, history of all past lives, the core level, this incarnation from your inception up until the age you are right now, and the soul level of little you hooked up to all the God stuff, and that's it. And then parallel dimension, parallel universe, and other worlds. I've seen stuff in other worlds and parallel universe and parallel dimensions that are messing us up, and you know nobody could find them, and it showed up with this. And so when we release that or cut those ties or cords, we don't need to know every little thing because it's so super intelligent. It just does it. And once that's done, it can be a huge game changer for folks.
Mm. What a release and what a relief. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's go to San Francisco, California, and it's going to be 0633, and you are live on the phone.
Hi, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim. Yay.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Ian.
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, I love Jimmy so much. Let me give a quick testimonial before I ask my question.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Yes, I'm your biggest fan. You know this already. I was on these Abundance Switches calls Jimmy did back in January. I had actually done a call with him in person. I was really having a hard time with money. Jimmy told me to get a job. I was like, hope, faith, trust, believe. Something's coming through. I listened to Jimmy. I got some work. We were doing the Abundance call. I got a voicemail while we were on the call. When I went to check it afterwards, it was from a brokerage for an IRA or a 401k from an old job that I had that had $2,900 sitting on it, and it was the guy calling me to see what I wanted to do with the money. 2 weeks later,
cool
I had
that
money. Yeah, Jimmy, I meant to message you that, but I hadn't sent it to you yet.
Love that.
So, yeah, two weeks after that call.
And you were on a, you were on a Zoom
money
call with me for money. What does that tell you,
yep,
right? So.
It was,
they hear us.
I was waiting
amazing
to connect with your call, and the message came through, and I was like, oh, I'll check that after the call. So it was literally like, got the message, did the call, listened to the message.
Love it.
And had the
it's
money I needed.
So,
yeah.
So spirit-driven. It's amazing. Love that.
It's amazing. Yeah, your work's
what
amazing.
What comes up for you? Oh, well, thank you. Sweet. So, what comes up for you today?
So what's coming up, Jimmy, is, you know, all of my work is in events. And all of my work has been canceled for March, and now I'm starting to see events canceled in April. and I'm a gig worker, you know, I'm not an employee, so I can't collect unemployment. I'm getting virused. I'm not afraid of the virus, but the virus is getting me in other ways because of all these cancellations. You know, I work in fundraising, and all my fundraising events have been canceled.
So stand up
now. It's a great
time
for my healing business to take off.
Yep. There you go. Stand up. Face due north. I'm just going to do one big fish for you. So all I'm doing is going to the top left corner, and I'm going to trace it really slow. We're just going to do a big prayer for you right now. Believe, think, know, and feel. Ready, willing, and able. The when, where, how, and why. When she least expects it, just like that voicemail, more and more abundance, prosperity, and windfall of good fortune will flow in, around, and through her now and show her the simple way. It's going to pull you forward and pull, 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 and bring you back to neutral once it's done.
Oh, and I bought your windfall, too. Ooh, okay, there we go. I went forward and back and back to the middle.
Love it. Back to neutral. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, you know. I mean, I get twinges on, it was May for even a couple of weeks ago. Now it feels like June might be back to semi-abnormal for everybody. So it's closer than you think. So, you know, I would just hang in there. I'd find all kinds of alternatives, obviously phone readings. There's all kinds of different places you could get into that are already online that handle readers and all that.
That I've been doing that, and that has slowed down. Like, if you see anything around that, like, it's just this slowdown, it feels like, around people spending money on this, on healing.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I
ready
like
to help.
Someone had brought up to me the other day psychic sofa, so I would look into that.
They're only in the UK sofa. They don't take American readers.
Oh okay, that must have been one of my European clients was telling me they had great luck with that. I would not give up. I would make it your job to find other places that hired readers. And if I had to work for 10 of them, I would. And see which calls come in first and do your little icon. I'm ready to help people. Because at the end of the day, that's all you and I are doing is helping and contributing to others. And
absolutely.
I don't see it as slowing down. If anything, all the uncertainty now more than ever, people need to tap into the full truth and the God stuff, and really make a decision that's going to impact their lives and that of others. So you're more in need now than you ever were. Make sense?
Yeah, let's flip the switch on that, Jimmy, because that's what I think.
I just did.
Let's get some other people to think that.
You better go check your voicemail. You better check your voicemail.
Fingers crossed. Fingers and toes.
That's right.
All right, Kim.
Love it.
Hey, thanks for being part of the Wisdom Tribe. Okay. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay.
You bet. You're welcome.
Yeah, we have each other. We have each other. We have each other. We're holding space. That's the part of beautiful part of this as well, is that the vibration that we are creating has a positive effect as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, let's go back to the web, and then we'll do the process. Okay, so let's
do... Got it.
Okay. Okay. Another Deb. This is Deborah in San Jose. Thank you for sharing your beautiful healing work. Can you use the fish to help me decide if my marriage is worth working to heal?
Wow. Yeah.
That's a
big
one.
There's a game changer online, right? So
my...
True. Attorney friend says, Jimmy, you got to tell these folks you're talking to angels flying UFOs. If they ever go to the ER, they can say, well, who told you that? And you'll say, Jimmy. Who's Jimmy? He's talking to angels flying UFOs. So, you know, I mean, I would do anything I could to work out things if you've been together with that person that long. All I can tell you is when I ask about continuing on in this, it does test weak. So, you know, it doesn't mean we can't. You know, if you pick up this package and we have a session, we can certainly strengthen it. You know, at the end of the day, the choice is still ours. You know, tell folks Elvis loved vanilla ice cream, right? I don't like vanilla ice cream. I'd have to put pineapples and, you know, maybe some caraball in it. But at the end of the day, he was Elvis and he liked vanilla. So the point is everybody has opinion and positionality. But right now when I ask, you know, highest and best to stay in this marriage, it tests weak. unless he has an epiphany, you have an epiphany, you get this package and share it, and then we do some work around that to patch things up. So it could go in any direction.
Yeah, and you know, this is about truth, right? And,
sure.
And so this is about truth.
It's 100%.
It's not about getting the answer you want or you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the truth. And
right.
That could change in a couple of weeks, right? Because of the vibration.
It could change in 3 days. Just because
yeah.
we talked about it today, it can
right.
dynamically change. It could change
sure.
him. And he comes home and is awesome now all of a sudden. It's just wild how it works. Like her voicemail and on the money from the IRA, same thing.
Yeah, because you know, hearing the words and feeling the vibration behind what you're saying could literally change someone's heart.
It's amazing. It impresses me daily. Believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Andy from California. And well, I say let's go, but this is Web again. Andy from California, and you know, this might be for everyone as well. Jimmy, Andy says, could you please help me disentangle from some people and some low vibes in my environment, please? I just can't move forward because of my resistance. So there's two things. One, he's resistant, but two, there's also
mm-hmm.
some low vibes in his environment.
Yeah, I don't get that it's his resistance as much as the, you know, the low vibration is definitely having an effect on him. You know, we're still empowered to do what we want to do. I call it blue crab theory. Now that you're a Floridian, there's blue crabs up and down the East Coast and all the way out to Texas. And what happens is you put a bunch of them in a bucket, maybe six or seven. They try to crawl up on each other. They try to crawl out. And as soon as one's almost out of the bucket, another one will pull them back down the bucket. They all end up dying. So that's blue crab theory. So you certainly got to get out of that situation of them dragging you down and, you know, not having you at your life's purpose and divine guidance and all that, because it can really scramble your energy. So we're just going to do a quick little fish. I'm tracing it from the bottom left. We're going to release whatever that is. And his entanglement with the low vibrating folks, release it, resolve it, delete and erase it. Have him learn all the lessons he needed to from it. Release him from the service to it and surrender that out now. Thank you. Here we go. And it's pulling me backwards now, so we're releasing that so that he has a better shot. Again, opinion, positionality, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And this is a pretty rare case that they actually are low vibrating and holding him back, if you will. But, you know, if not now, when, right? So now's the
yeah.
time.
All right. Well, this has been wonderful, beautiful service that you're performing with all these lovely readings for everyone. I'd love to move over to the process, and if
sure.
I could have you share, Jimmy, what the process is, just explain or describe to everyone, and then by all means, take us right through it.
Sure. So what we're going to do is we're really going to talk about, just in brief, what's going on, the mystical, magical things, of course. It's for chaotic times. That's the title of it. And I'm going to go through this. We already got you to clear yes, unclear no, and running forward. So I'm going to be the surrogate for you and run this for everybody. And then once we get through that piece, we're going to do, and we're just doing this for the whole world starting out. But then we're going to go deeper, and I want each person to think of some challenge. It can be relationships, money, work, job, career. Maybe you feel disconnected from your higher self. I want you to think of that one little thing, and I want you to hold on to that for a minute, just one, and then we're going to put that in a little bubble, and we'll show you what we're going to do with it. You're going to love it. So here we go. All right, so this is all about mystical, magical healing prayer for chaotic times and also about calming fears. So whether it's the market, the new virus, flavor of the week, whatever's going on. And of course, we're including that, the virus, the markets, travel, and any panic, even around pandemic. And we're going to tap into the collective consciousness of everyone, including those on the show today who are listening now or on the replay in the future. And we're going to feel hot and cold sensations. Often people feel electrical feelings while they're doing it and while this is running. And we'll shift each listener's energy to clear yes. I'm doing it now. And release any unclear to no. And then we're going to run forward with grace and ease. And now it's a yes. And then it's going to run direct. And you'll recall earlier in the show, we had someone whose flower was down by their feet and the roots were up by their head. And we're flipping that around if you need it. Maybe you feel out of sorts or down for any reason. And now it's going to run direct to yes. It's pulling me forward for yes. And here we go. And I'm facing due north doing it. And I'm using my liquid fish process to energetically clear all the callers now or in the future to clear yes, unclear no, and running forward. And there we go. And we're going to delete any negative weakness and download only positive strength for everyone. So using the group's collective consciousness, we're going to focus on overall clearing, turbocharged, supercharged my liquid fish prayer for healing. And that's going to include the virus. I'm changing it now. The unrest in the financial markets, any world chaos, drama, mystery, intrigues, and upsets. And these can also include any and all politics, worldwide clashes, uprisings, regardless of size, side, or stature. We're also including religious unrest and any tensions between race, color, creed, and any other repercussions or percussions. There we go. And especially global changes, warmings, ice cap issues, deforestation, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires, any pollution, and especially reviving our oceans, the rivers, and the streams. And now through the sound of my voice, we're going to scramble the energy of and neutralize any and all those issues where they're weak, any social unrest, social injustice, uprisings and suppressions, along with any negative attachment that we'd mentioned. And this is for the group now, of course, listening, and the world. There we go. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I want everyone to think of that one thing. Can be relationships, money, maybe you have a health issues, back issue, whatever you got going on, connection to higher self, anything that you feel might be blocking you. I want you to think of that one personal issue or challenge that you'd like to change. And so we're going to do so just now for you. And if you're sitting there or laying down quietly, and even if you're driving, it's not going to matter. We're going to put it in a bubble over your head. Think of those bubbles you used to blow as a kid in the yard. Multicolored, clear, you can see through it, but you can still pick up all the colors too. And we're going to put that one thing in that bubble over your head. And we're going to follow along with that through the guided visualization and take it into deep inner space. So slowly, we're seeing your issue inside that bubble now. It's gently rising off of you and up higher above you. And we're seeing it above your room, above your home, and above your city, higher still, above your state, province, country, and higher still above you. And finally, leaving our planet. And it can actually look back on and see the planet and our peace-filled home. Your issue is now inside that bubble, and it's drifting out into deep inner space for what seems like an eternity until it finds another planet where it's supposed to align and go to. And it slowly descends into this odd planet now. And after landing, it finds a docking station. And the bubble turns counterclockwise into the docking station numerous times. And as it does, it drops off your challenge, weakness, or issue, and a blue light emerges from the docking station, only for a flash, until the problem disintegrates. You then witness that same bubble rising above the docking station, ascending into the air above the ground, rising higher still, until it leaves the orbit of this unknown, faraway planet, and it slowly drifts back across time and space continuum to arrive back to Earth, slowly ascending into the Earth's atmosphere. The re-entry actually purifies it and heats it up, and it slowly drifts down to your country, back into your state or province, lower still, back into your country itself, again your city, back through your home, and into the room of your choice, where you can load this beautiful bubble next time, and anytime you choose. And we're asking that you'll now experience that your issue's original cause has dissipated, disentangled in its entirety. And we believe, think, know, and feel that we are released from it, disentangled from it, and we'll know when, where, how, and why to let it go, and it's gone. And we're ready, willing, and able to see the good in every aspect of our lives now. We've learned all the lessons we needed to from our previous issue, and we released ourselves from the service to it. And I'm asking for this, all of this for you now, in all languages and throughout all timelines. And so it is.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Whew. A lot going on.
We are open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy, it has been wonderful having you here on Wisdom of the Ancients. It was fun. It was informative. The energy moved. You were of incredible service to so many people with your readings. It was a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you so much for being
Love
here
it.
And for sharing with the tribe.
You bet. Thank you. And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. We had fun, you and I. And it always feels like 10 minutes, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It does, yeah.
I think we're just talking to an old friend for 10 or 15 minutes, only it's worldwide.
Yeah. I'll ask everyone about having you back on for readings only, and I'm sure I'll get a million people saying yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it was wonderful. So, Jimmy, thank you so much. It was with deep gratitude that we thank you for being here and sharing your amazing energy. And then, obviously, your offer for the community. And I think a lot of people are going to be resonating with working with you privately and just getting that clarity in their lives. It's so fast.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. I love it. And thanks so much for having me on. And, you know, and thanks, Ian, for being the lighthouse of you and really just putting the word out there and helping so many folks resonate with the truth and to realize that there are easier ways to do things. And so when you do that and collectively, as you mentioned, we find our tribe, you know, it becomes much more of family and we can make a whole lot more progress all together. So I love it and I appreciate you allowing me to share it today for everyone as a contribution. Thank you.
Of course, brother. You are more than welcome. All right, everyone, thank you so much for being here, for being part of the Wisdom Tribe, and for shining your amazing light. You have beautiful, beautiful hearts and souls. Thank you so much, sweet souls, every single one of you, for being here and really raising the vibration, the collective vibration, not only of yourself and not only of this tribe, but everyone's vibration, simply because you are doing your part. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the Ancient Ones and all the divine, beautiful, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service who are watching over us and supporting us and nurturing us on our journeys. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now.